What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Ladies, gentlemen, this is the final Bros Tonight. I'm viral media sensation Alex Toy.
And I'm the future of casual entertainment, Alan Moss.
Alan, when you're ready.
I am ready, my friend.
All right.
Cheers to you.
Cheers.
Alrighty, so it's that time of the year.
I know. We've all been waiting for this moment. We've all been waiting to for this time of the year specifically, and it's finally here.
Everyone's favorite episode.
I have a lot of opinions about the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
I
just saw it.
This is what
I just saw it a couple days ago.
This is what people wanted.
It's terrible, but I loved it. Sonic, give me a few seconds here.
I'm going to see it after this.
Okay, Sonic 1 flosses twice.
I think that's really good that he's promoting dental hygiene.
No, not fuck you. Not that. It's the dancing.
Oh, the dance. Oh,
the dancing.
I was being serious.
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's good. I'm glad kids will watch that and be like, I want to floss too.
I want to floss just like Sonic. You know that scene in every recent X-Men movie where like Quicksilver like shows up and everything goes into slow motion
yes.
and he saves all his friends?
And it's got the good song like bum bum yeah. bum bum
so
bum 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 bum.
They
bum,
do
bum,
that
bum,
in
bum,
this
bum,
movie.
Bum, bum, bum.
But instead of like saving all of his friends, it's Sonic very quickly ending a bar fight he caused.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's hysterical.
There is a scene in the movie where Sonic the Hedgehog sees a biker bar, says, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen, and goes inside. And then James Marsden is like, no, Sonic, please
hey,
don't
man.
Do this. And then Sonic starts a bar fight by hitting a guy in the head with a beer bottle. And then everyone decides to kill each other. So Sonic runs fast and basically slaughters everybody in this bar.
Like murders.
Like straight up kills them.
That's awesome.
Like they,
this
like,
is a kids movie.
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
They're really pushing the envelope.
Oh yeah.
Thanks a lot.
There,
Obama.
There are so many things wrong with this movie. I'm like Dr.
Was it,
Robotnik.
Was it set to a cool music song? Like Sweet Dreams Are Made of This?
It was a forgettable song. Dr. Robotnik was
I heard Jim Carrey is actually great in this.
Oh, here's the thing. Jim Carrey is phenomenal once you accept that the character he is playing is not a real person, could never be a real person. There is no one in the world who is actually like this. This is
exactly.
not a human man.
Right.
Like, once you realize that this
neither
is just
is
like...
Ace Ventura.
Like, this is just like the concept of a human being. This is like the concept of someone who just like... Yeah. Then you realize
I
he is
it was actually
so
like he was
good.
Very good.
Also, this is my favorite part about it. They give zero reasoning for why in the climax of the movie, Sonic decides to start calling him Eggman.
Well, is he bald?
Huh? Not yet.
Not yet?
Nope.
That's weird.
Just there's a point in the movie where Sonic
hey,
decides
Eggman.
To start calling Dr. Robotnik Eggman, and that's it. Just
all right. Well, thanks for ruining it for me.
It's not, don't worry, that ruins nothing.
I'm very excited to see this movie.
I have so many thoughts, and I need to discuss all of them with somebody. You need to see this movie.
I can't wait.
As soon as possible. If you're a fan of this podcast, and you have seen the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, please reach out to me. I need to
follow
talk
us
about
on
it.
Twitter.
I need to talk about Sonic the Hedgehog. Like, just, gotta go fast. Like, that's the whole movie.
Yeah, it's gotta go fast.
That's the whole movie. Gotta go fast. That's it.
So now that we've talked about that...
Like, there's scenes in this
please,
movie...
Please continue.
...that are brought up and, like, major plot points that are...
Oh, yeah.
What seems
oh,
like,
absolutely.
...that are brought up and immediately dropped and never
yeah,
brought up
for
again.
For sure.
There is, like, a scene in the movie that I would say is equivalent to Claudette saying, I got the results of the test back, I definitely have breast cancer. You know, something, a huge thing for someone to drop, and then it's never brought up again for the rest of the movie. Like, this movie is all that. It is all things like people saying something, and then it's never brought up again. Sonic's origin story is supposed to be, like, sad and, like, meaningful, but they never bring it up. It's in the first 30 seconds of the movie, and then it's not brought up again once.
Are you done?
Fine, yeah, I'm done.
I want to keep hearing this.
Fine, I'm done. Let's talk about the women tell all.
Please, what the fuck? fucking episode is for.
Let's talk about the Women Tell All episode, which is already basically just a retrospective podcast episode about The Bachelor. Let's do a retrospective on the retrospective.
Hey, it's really important. Things happened.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Name 10.
All right. We saw those guys in the audience. They looked weird. That one guy who was the guy who came in and took the suitcase.
Yeah.
He was in the audience.
Good for him.
That's one. Chris Harrison had funny faces. That's two.
All right, let's just do the episode.
Boom. I had it. I was ready for you, baby.
Okay. So we pick up basically where we've left off. And we're at a rose ceremony because, of course, we are.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness we
thank
are
goodness,
getting...
Thank goodness they had to cut that last 5 minutes of airtime.
Which amounted to so little.
Right. Like, what's the fucking point?
So we get a little smidgen of episode here.
Just like cut those 5 minutes out and give me five more minutes of bloopers.
Yeah.
Right, because like, that's what everyone actually wants to see.
That's what Chris Harrison thinks everyone wants to see. That's what Chris Harrison wants to see.
I want to see five more minutes of bloopers. They're the best part.
Bloopers are fun.
They're the best. Because it humanizes everybody.
It's basically five full minutes of just, like, people being upset about bugs in their hair.
Right. They weren't the best bloopers. We've seen better. But
We've seen much better bloopers.
I'm just saying, I like the bloopers.
Yeah. We'll get to that, because that's not... We got to talk about this fucking rose ceremony for a second.
So?
We get a fun little montage of Hannah Ann picking out the shortest dress she can find.
Exactly.
Yeah, we get, we go to...
How above the knee but below the butt can I go?
Exactly. Like, it's, again, not a whole lot there, Hannah Ann.
I mean, there's a lot there.
Yeah, but like, I mean, of dress.
Of dress. Not a lot of dress.
Not a lot of dress. And then Victoria is wearing some white dress because, I don't know, subliminal messaging. And they are at the rose ceremony, and they're just like, hey, where's Maddie?
Where's Maddie?
She's not here. And
then it makes it look like Peter's been like, walking over there. I'm like, I don't see Maddie over there. I'm not walking over there. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. Where is she? Meanwhile, they were just making him wait over there. He was not walking over there.
No, he was just waiting.
They completely doctored that.
Of course. Because they have to, like, they know that Maddie is coming.
Yeah.
Like, I like, she didn't, but because the fantasy suite joke. Get it? But, like, they know she's going to be there because they sent a car for her.
Right, yeah.
She's obviously going to be there. Like, they just intentionally had her show up last.
Yeah, just to build tension.
And it's just Hannah Ann and Victoria being like, where's Maddie? And then Peter...
I hope she doesn't show up. She doesn't deserve it. Well, there she is.
Well, and then she pulls up and she talks to Chris Harrison. And Chris Harrison's like, hey, how you doing? And
not
she
great.
Goes, not
how
great.
How not great? Not too great.
Yeah, not great.
Okay.
And Chris Harrison's like, yeah, get in there.
Yeah. He takes his fist and just kind of like gives that knock on the chin and goes, you get him, champ.
Go
get that rose, baby.
Go over there. So she shows up and then it's time for a rose ceremony.
You get him, champ.
And so there's only two roses. Who are they going to go to?
Oh my God, two women.
So the first rose goes to Hannah Ann.
She put out.
Huh? Of course. And then dramatic music.
Dramatic music? Who's he going to pick?
Is it going to be Victoria?
Is it going to be the one who's been literally driving him in an emotional a roller coaster, or the other one who's been doing the same thing?
Who's been doing the same thing? Madison. Madison. Oh, she gets the rose. Oh.
Who was surprised?
Victoria F is going home finally.
We all knew this was what was going to happen.
No, of course this is what was going to happen.
Everyone knew this
because,
was what was
going to
happen.
Because, okay, he's going to pick Hannah Ann at the end of this. And the only reason I say that is because at this rose ceremony, he gave her the first rose, which means he's certain about her. He wasn't certain about Victoria versus Madison.
Maybe, maybe not.
She was the first rose. He didn't wait. He was just like, Hannah Ann, go. Take this. Like, that's all, like Hannah Ann is winning this.
That's fair. I think like, a good point.
Yeah. Like, if you pick someone first, that means you are certain about them. And, like, this late in the game, yo, it's going to be her.
That's fair.
It's going to be
totally
her.
Fair.
Yeah. And, like, and with all, like, the I want to say nonsense, but it's not nonsense, but all the stuff that Madison has, like, sort of brought into this whole thing, not that there's anything wrong with it, but, like...
We talked about it last time. It's not wrong to have a standard for yourself. The timing was just weird.
Yes, but, like, with Hannah Ann, so far, this has all been effortless.
Hannah Ann is just, like, buckling down and being like, I am going to do this.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting this done. Like, good for her. She's making the push.
I think Hannah Ann wins. I think Hannah Ann gets the final rose, but they've already broken up.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Who's he saying I'm sorry to, do you think?
Hannah Ann. Because he's with the producer now.
What if he knocked up the producer? Where Victoria is pregnant.
Didn't want to let Madison's fantasy suite go to waste.
Hey! Oh my god!
We still got this sex hot room here.
Hot take. Madison left and the producer was like, I've got you. And they used the sex room and he got the producer pregnant.
I don't think that's what happened.
But would that be amazing?
It would be.
Because remember, Chris Harrison goes, Peter doesn't even know what's going to happen.
He doesn't.
He doesn't know if it's his... And he's going to have to go on Maury and say, is this your kid? I'm not the dad!
it's all about that chicken tetrazzini, though. Paul, love it.
If no one gets what that's about, there's an old Maury where a guy cheated on his woman.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Because she gave him some chicken tetrazzini. And it was just recently brought up on Munchies.
Oh, it was?
Ferda.
Oh,
cooked chicken tetrazzini.
I just always have that video playing in my head.
Ferda cooked chicken tetrazzini.
I am constantly ready to mention chicken tetrazzini.
That's what I'm saying. I thought you had watched it too, so that's why I was like, yeah, Faraday just cooked it and mentioned that whole thing.
Good.
It's very funny. And by the way, her chicken tetrazzini looked fucking delicious.
Great. We should make some chicken tetrazzini.
I want that woman to be my wife.
We should host a cooking show where
we would be so good.
We're gonna episode one chicken tetrazzini. Who cares?
We will get real drunk.
Oh yeah, just scooch zone.
Scooch zone.
Gonna have to get two apple boxes.
So that happens. The best part about when he gives Madison this rose, though, and he picks it up, the rose starts to fall.
The rose starts to crumble in his hands.
The rose
like
starts to crumble.
Like fucking Thanos snapped.
Like Thanos snapped, the rose starts to crumble like their relationship.
Oh, metaphor.
Metaphor.
That's a metaphor.
And gives it to her. She takes the rose in like the most dramatic hesitation.
It's just like,
are you sure?
Madison, will you accept this rose? And she goes,
yes.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Are you sure? Yes. Yeah, he literally says, are you sure?
Are you sure?
Because I'll give this to Victoria.
Because I'll change. I'll give this to the one who put out.
Well, he already gave one to Hannah Ann.
Nah, the other one who put out.
I don't think they had sex.
I really think they had
sex. I don't think they had
sex. She's pregnant.
Victoria F is pregnant.
That was the end of the episode.
That was that.
All right, everybody. This has been the final bros tonight.
If you did not receive a rose tonight, take a minute, say your goodbyes. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
Bye.
Bye.
That's telekinesis, Kyle. How about the power to move you?
But mistake. Yakuza boss die. Yakuza very mad. In Japan, heart surgeon number one. Steady hand. One day, Yakuza boss need new heart. I do operation. But mistake, Yakuza boss die. Yakuza very mad. I hiding fishing boat. Come to America. No food, no money, no English. Daryl give me job. Now I have new house, American car, and new woman. My big secret, I kill Yakuza boss on purpose. I good surgeon, the best. Great.
That was amazing.
Thank you. I've gotten really good.
I was enthralled by you. I want to see how many breaths you can do it in. Like, the next time I want you to just go, but mistake, and then just take a real deep breath. And then just hit it, and I want to see how long we can carry this. But that's on the next one.
Yeah, here's the thing: if I'm just like speaking the words, like by mistake, Yakuza boss die, that I can probably do several times. If I do like the accent, that's very breathy.
But mistake, Yakuza boss die,
like Yakuza boss die. It's
Yakuza very mad.
Like it's very like I can do that. You can't. All right.
Okay. Fair. mean, you can't make any more Jew jokes.
Fine.
So now we have the women tell all.
Now it's time for the women tell all. That was the mistake. There's still a whole lot more episode. And but not good episode.
Not good episode. Though there were some good moments that I definitely was like, this is fun.
This is, yeah.
This was probably the most entertaining women tell all I've seen, and it was still hot trash.
I think we have had better women tell alls.
But you know me, I don't like to watch them, and that's sat through it, and I was able to, like, watch it.
They're, like, again, and I think this just highlights the flaws with this cast, is that there's no one in on this stage right now that I... Ooh, that tasted like curry. I had curry for lunch.
Ooh, in a hurry for some curry?
No, just some good curry. I make this really nice curry with, like, I use, like, ground turkey and chickpeas, and then mm-hmm. I add some coconut milk to it.
Ooh, yeah, actually, I like. It sounds good.
It's very good. But there's no one, like, in this cast that, like, I'm, like... I am watching, I'm seeing most of them, not all of them are there.
Right.
Where is Natasha? Where is Kelly?
There's a whole controversy about Kelly.
Yeah, I know. We'll get to it.
I don't know everything about it, so if you know more than me. We'll get
to it. But there's no, I'm not rooting for any of them. Like, I'm not looking at any of them.
I'm not like
thinking,
I hope they're the Bachelorette.
And thinking, like, you should be the Bachelorette, or Peter shouldn't have sent you home, like...
I'm thinking,
only
like,
person,
yeah, it's fine you're not there, because I don't care.
The closest that we have on this stage to, like, someone that I'm, like, really rooting for is Tammy. Go Cuse.
Go Cuse. And, like, I'll get into Tammy in a bit. I'm still a big Tammy fan.
Yes.
Controversial, I know.
Yeah.
But there's a couple occasions where I'm like, maybe you said a little too much, Tammy. But I still think, for the most part, you were very real and raw about the whole thing, and I appreciate it.
Tammy said something on this show, like, in the season, not in this episode, that was actually, like, something that, like, we've been screaming for this entire podcast.
Yeah.
When Kelsey was having some mental breakdown, and she's like...
We came onto the show, like,
and
she's,
yeah, and Kelsey's like, why is he dating other women? And Tammy's like, that's what the show is, Kelsey. Like...
But, nicely, to be fair.
Yeah. It's like, you signed up for this girl.
And
like,
she kind of rips my Kenna a new one.
Again.
And I loved that, because I fucking hate my Kenna so much. I hate my Kenna. Oh, she's the worst. But anyway, we'll get into that in a bit. So, we start out right at the beginning, and Chris is like, hey, who wants to yell at each other?
And all of the women start.
I would like to. I would also like to yell. Let's all yell. And then it's literally like 5 minutes of just yelling.
All of the women talking at once. All of them talking at once.
And Chris definitely is like... He makes the greatest face I've ever seen him.
He jims the camera.
He just goes, ooh, should have done that one.
Yeah.
But.
Ladies.
Oh no, I make a mistake.
It's like, ladies, who's upset? All of them. Like, just.
Raise your hands. Raise your hands.
Raise your hand if you've ever been personally victimized by Regina George.
Wow. Wow. So that essentially happens, and so I was listening to Nick's podcast.
Oh, there's an episode of that. I gotta listen to that.
Nick's,
yeah.
And he has Lauren Zima on.
Oh, okay.
Chris Harrison's lover.
Yes.
And which he refers to him as that, and it's very funny.
Good.
But she actually kind of talks about when that stuff happens, the off camera stuff, and he literally has to talk to them like they're children.
Yeah.
And he goes, guys, I can't,
hands up.
I can't use this if you're not gonna cooperate. Like,
yeah.
You need to, like, respect other people's time to speak, or else we can't do the show.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm saying. That's the shit we don't see. It's like, him dadding them probably dadded them so hard.
How do we get there? How do we get to the, like, the mental?
We need to be there. Like, we need to have signs. We're gonna have shirts that say the Final Bros tonight.
Yep.
And we're just gonna be there. Like we're just gonna be like there for Chris Harrison.
Yes.
But like, so, like that's the our only reason we're there.
Oh yeah, no.
Guys, get us to after the Final Rose.
Is this like an SNL standby line situation? Because I've done that now.
Yeah, we will go to LA.
I slept on the street for 2 nights to see The Funny Man and Mr. Music. All right.
Like, how was it?
Oh, it was great.
It's so great. I'm happy you had a great time.
Yeah, it was fun. I camped out to see John Mulaney and David Byrne host SNL.
It was a great episode.
It was a really good episode. I had a great time. You can hear me laughing at one point. I'm very happy about that. But like, if we have to fly
now
to
you're
LA,
famous.
Yeah, I know, right?
Viral sensation.
I was on SNL. You can't see me.
I was
you don't know.
On SNL.
But like, if we have to fly,
is that Honey Bag?
Is that the Honey Bag
laughing in the back? Are you the laugher? Are you the guy who has the honey baguettes from the Honey Baguette Man?
Yes, that is me. God, I was...
Are you the horse from Horsing Around?
Let's get back to... basically saying, we fly to L.A. We're going.
We'll camp out for days.
Chris Harrison, please respond to my tweets. I'm just asking you a question.
Please, come on.
Just let me know.
Christopher!
So
anyway, everyone yells. There's a couple really good disses.
Okay.
That get thrown out at this time. Seeing if people don't like Sydney.
Wow,
which
really?
Which is great, because I fucking hate Sydney.
Sydney's trash.
I think Marissa, who was kicked out of the first night, which was a travesty.
Yep.
Because she's gorgeous.
And there's always that like joke, it's like, who are you? Like,
yeah, she's like, who are you? And she just goes, I'm on the same stage as you, yeah. Honey. And I was like, boom, girl. Have that night one confidence. Yeah. But she likes, it's like, McKenna, you're literally a meme. Like, don't tell me that you weren't in here for some sort of, like, attention or anything. And then, like, everyone calls out Sydney for, like, Sydney, you attacked Alea. Like, don't deny, like, I have so many issues with Sydney.
Yes.
Sydney's the fucking worst. I'll get into it later.
Okay.
More so, because it's more applicable towards the end of this, but, like... Sydney just kind of just goes at Alea again and just further proves that she definitely is more of a bully than she let on.
Sorry, Will, my old roommate, it's his birthday and he wants to know which steak he should get.
Are these the prices of these steaks?
Yes.
Holy bejesus! Get the... Okay, if I was being completely honest, I wouldn't go for any fillets.
No, of course not.
I would go for...
He said he's leaning towards the dry-aged cowboy.
I think that's a great idea.
Which I would... I think I would personally go with the porterhouse.
I would also go for a porterhouse. I love a good porterhouse.
Yeah.
But a cowboy's a real... That's a really great steak.
Yeah.
You're thinking porterhouse because you're getting the most bang for your buck.
Exactly.
But if it's no... But the price don't matter?
No, price don't matter.
Then I would go for the prime cowboy.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to send him that message. I say porterhouse. This is
kind of... See, cowboy's probably going to be the best tasting, but as the porterhouse will also be really good, best bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Either is a good choice.
Yeah.
But I mean, make sure to say, like, yeah. Where is he?
Knowing him and his family, probably Disney.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I would never pay $53 for a steak.
No.
I would.
And he's not paying for it.
It's fair. That's wrong. I would go to Peter Luger's in a heartbeat and like split as a family. But like, oh my god, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money for like a steak, you know?
Yeah. That steak better cure coronavirus.
Yeah.
Topical humor. Anyway, so back to this.
Back to the show.
So Chris Harrison silences the crowd, or by the crowd I mean the ladies.
Yep.
And then. It's just asking them a couple questions of, like, he asked them, like, was Madison in the right for doing what she did? And there's someone's like, yeah, Lexi's like, no, and then Sydney's like, yeah, and they were like, okay.
That's this whole thing.
And then there's like, okay, let's talk to Alea now. And then, like, Sydney's like, Alea's freaking crazy. And people are like, you need to chill. And then more fighting. And that's basically the first whole beginning of this.
Yes.
Until we bring someone to the hot seat.
Yep.
And we talk a little bit about Champagne Gate.
Yes. Was Kelsey the first hot seat?
Kelsey was the first hot seat. And Kelsey, I think, gets a real plus here from me about this episode.
Yes.
Because the real main thing to do in this arena, essentially... is just come out, say I'm... If you were a crazy person, say come out, say I'm sorry. I acted really rashly.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do this well. I could have been better here. And I'm sorry for the way I acted.
Uh-huh.
And that's the best way to look good in this. And to make sure you're staying around for further in the you know, Bachelor Nation shows. You know?
Yes. Here's the thing. She... My biggest problem with her is that she doesn't come across as emotionally stable.
Completely.
Like, at all.
She doesn't look like
she begins. Back her, she begins
playing back her
here.
Role. Yeah, playing back her role, she looks insane.
Yes.
And a lot of that is like what was like the, like before this kind of happens. There's a lot of arguments with Tammy. Tammy and McKenna go back and forth a lot.
Yes,
we are going to see them in Bachelor in Paradise
for sure.
Again, we're pretty pro Tammy. I think Tammy steps over the line a little bit too much here.
A little bit, yeah.
Like she does. Like,
Tammy goes in hard.
Tammy goes in really hard, and she like you're spreading your legs, and I'm like, that's a little too inappropriate.
Yeah.
Because that's just that doesn't get your point across well. But saying like McKenna is really like fake and really, you know, and really immature. I thought those were all fair criticisms.
Yes.
I thought Kira being like, yeah, like I'm a nanny for kids, and she's acting like a child all the time,
mm-hmm.
and that's when she got called a meme.
Yep.
That I really appreciated. But then, like, she rehearsed these lines going at Tammy, like, you will not bring me down. You called me a nasty woman. And she definitely didn't. But, like, it's okay that you don't like someone. But
also,
like,
you're Canadian. How do you know what that means?
But, like, I hope you come to Canada and that you can see what it means to be a nice person. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I hate you. I just hate you. You're so goddamn awful on this show. You're not entertaining in any way. You're definitely on cocaine. Did you see how many times you licked your face? Just chill out, McKenna. You're just posterizing for like nothing. Kobe. But that's how that whole kind of happened. So Tammy doesn't look great in this, but I think it's gonna push her really far going into Bip as kind of like a villain who gets a redemption arc.
Yeah, I could. I definitely see McKenna and Tammy. They're both going to be on
Bip. They're absolutely going to be on Bip. They're going to go at each other on Bip, but I think Tammy's going to try for a redemption arc.
Yes.
Or she pulls a David and just isn't good on the island and gets kicked off at some point.
Very early.
Yeah.
Which
was David and Jordan on Bip.
Yes. Kelsey also gets a large bottle of champagne from
Ashley. I'm just like, thanks for also being an emotional woman.
Yeah.
Because we're really, really, really talked down to you in this society.
Yeah.
No, you're not.
No.
You are not the silent majority.
So here's a
Ashley
giant bottle of champagne.
Like, for real.
Who also,
when in fairness. Okay, no.
No, hold on.
Okay, you go.
She's married and her last name doesn't start with I anymore. Just throwing that out there.
Ashley H. When did emotional women become the silent majority and this group of people that have been purged? Like,
I don't think we have
persecuted.
Any right to discuss this.
I do. I'm a persecuted group of people. I'm fully allowed to discuss this.
Okay.
But no. When did no? She makes it out like you're standing up for emotional women everywhere, and I'm like, this is no. She's not.
No, she's not.
You can be as emotional as you want. You're a person. Just be the person you are.
Just don't
be fucking crazy.
I'm tired of looking at this gif.
And it's, oh yeah, she gives her a massive bottle of champagne because, you know, sometimes you just have to roll with the joke.
Yep.
And that's it for Kelsey.
That's it. Bye, Kelsey.
Bye, Ashley H.
Goodbye, Ashley. I hope to not see you again.
Ever again. Stop coming on this fucking show.
Yep. Then Victoria... Victoria F, since there's two
Kobe!
Of them again.
Oh, no.
You missed?
I missed.
You goober.
It's on your shoes.
That's okay.
I'm gonna have
a black cherry.
You have a black cherry.
Victoria shows up, and she's like,
so...
Chris Harrison is like, so let's watch all these clips of you.
Oh, yeah. Here's the... So how do you feel? Bad. How bad? Really bad.
Why?
Yes.
Because this makes me look like an actual crazy person. And, like...
These are my favorite questions, because that's literally how DP goes with this.
Yeah.
Do you feel bad? Yes. How bad?
Like,
why?
Here's the thing, and let's entertain the idea for one moment that Victoria is not an insane person, and this is just how the show was edited.
Totally.
Let's just entertain the idea for a moment.
She's a gaslighting insane person.
Just for a moment, let's entertain this.
You know what? I'm with you.
And then
I'm
we can go
journey.
Back. Then let's, we can go back
let's,
to...
Yeah,
to,
let's role play that out.
Yeah. But, like...
Can you believe Victoria F won The Bachelor?
No. What I'm saying is that, like, she sounded like a sane person sitting here being like, yeah, that doesn't... I do not come across well in these clips that you've shown.
No.
I look actually insane. Like, she admitted. She was like, I could have handled this a lot better several times.
Which,
like,
is good.
Yes. So if we're entertaining the idea that this is just edited very, like very against
edited,
her...
But I think she's,
like,
definitely...
She can... Like, watching it back... And admitting, like, she did something, like, that she didn't handle this well. Like, and assuming she's not making this all up for the camera, like, because she actually is a horrible human being, like, that, like, if she's, like, she is showing, like, what could ostensibly be real genuine emotion here.
Yes.
Which Chris Harrison claims to see.
I think she's genuine here, and I still don't like her.
No.
But I think, again, I think she went about it the right way of just saying, I put him through a lot, and I acted poorly, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know what the accusations that were levied against her by Peter's ex.
Because they did, Chris Harrison did ask her about it.
But he asks, it's like, have you broken up marriages, Victoria?
No.
No. But she, like, doesn't say no. She's like, there's a lot of information out there, and it's not good.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I'm gonna go on the fact that maybe, I don't think it's as serious as it is.
Yes.
Maybe it was like,
sure,
she got involved with a man who's divorced, but not fully divorced.
Or, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's nearly as severe as it is. I think the thing they really should have brought up was like, hey.
Hey, this White Lives Matter thing.
White Lives Matter thing is actually a problem. You should talk about that.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to do the thing that you do at the end of this show...
Because we're about to bring out the Black Bachelorette.
Yeah, we're going to bring out the black one. The clapback queen.
Yeah. Like, we're about to bring out her.
And she's going to get serious.
And yeah, it's about to get real in here.
But first, so
do you have anything you want to fess up to, Victoria?
Yeah. Maybe that's really what it was. Yes. Maybe we shouldn't talk about White Lives Matter when we're about to bring out our only
black lead ever.
Probably bad.
Probably bad. We shouldn't do this.
Not good. It's not good.
Yes.
But then it, so that was it, and then it's time for Peter.
Peter comes out. They skip that in this recap, that Peter comes out, because nothing really happens.
Nothing happens. He just addresses the women. I'm gonna give Peter a lot of credit here, though.
Because tell me.
While we've made fun of Peter a lot.
Yes.
And Peter hasn't been the best bachelor.
It's true.
I still think here he owns everything he says.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, look, I really was following, which is, I mean, it's boilerplate bachelor language.
Yeah.
But he's still, like, I feel like he's bought into this system so much that I really believe Peter. I
sure,
think so.
Yeah.
So I think Peter was really like, look, I'm sorry. I was never trying to hurt anyone. I was never trying to put, like, I was really trying to follow my heart in the best way I could. And yes, I made mistakes and I own those. And I'm not saying that I didn't make them. But what I am saying is that I wish you all the best, and I wasn't trying to hurt anyone.
Yeah. Ever.
And I really believed him. I think, look, we make fun of Peter a lot.
Yes.
Peter Wonderboy Weber, I think, is a good... I still maintain this, is a good person deep down.
Yep.
He's... Look, people make mistakes.
You make mistakes. It happens.
But we also should talk about the funniest thing that does happen in this episode.
Yes.
Which is Peter and Chris Harrison crashing...
Bachelor viewing parties.
Which is always a fun time.
Which is always fun.
Why did he come to our house where it's just you and me drinking wine?
Just you and me and Sierra hanging out.
Why wouldn't he
eating ribs?
Eating ribs and mochi.
Yeah.
Peter, you don't think Peter likes...
Tessa's there too. I forgot to mention her name.
You don't think Peter likes mochi, Chris?
Yeah. You don't want to come all the way out to New York City so four people can watch The Bachelor?
How funny would that be? They just walked in and it was four people. It's like, hey, do you want to like... just chill?
You want some ribs?
Yeah!
I made plenty.
And then it's just us just like, this is great.
This is really awesome. Fun.
Yeah.
I've got...
Hey, Peter, pass the ribs over.
Pass the ribs.
No problem, bro.
Thanks, Peter. Chris, you want
another... Bro, you're doing great in this show, man.
Chris, you want some more wine?
Chris, you want some more rosé? I hear you make some.
All right. Yeah. All right, guys, have a good night.
Bye.
Good to see you.
This has been Ribs Reels.
Final roast tonight.
But here's the best part.
Tell me.
Because look, Peter fucks.
Yes.
You know who else fucks?
Peter.
Peter's dad.
Whose name is Peter.
Whose also name is Peter.
Whose name is also Peter.
Peter's dad fucks. And Peter's dad, they go into the sorority to like crash that bachelor viewing party. And then they're like, where are my parents? And we're all like, uh-oh. And it's like, oh, did we leave them in the car? And then you literally hear Peter's mom go, oh, yeah, I really like that. And then they turn on the lights and they just, like, separate. And I'm like, yep. Oh, my God. They were getting ready to fuck.
I love Peter, like, Pilot Peter, just like...
I'm getting an Uber.
Dejectively, yeah, he's just like, I'm not riding in this car anymore.
I'm not riding, yeah, this is disgusting. Yeah. That was fucking great. Peter's dad fucks, and he's the man.
Yep.
That mustache is getting him laid.
It's true.
Just want to give a quick shout out to that. That was great.
Now, something we should take care of real quick, and this is very important.
Is it that time?
It's that time. It's time for Coming Up Next on The Good Doctor.
That's right, Alex. It is time for this week in Coming Up Next on The Good Doctor, a podcast within a podcast where Alex
and I... Are you really going to say that every time?
Absolutely.
It seems like such a rip on Munch Squad.
That's not what I was going for, but now that you killed my mood.
Okay.
It's a podcast within a podcast talking about what happens on this week on The Good Doctor based solely upon... The 15 second promo you watch during the episode of The Bachelor.
Yes. So coming up this week on The Good Doctor, next on The Good Doctor, there is a patient.
Yes.
And she is ill.
Yep. Tell me more.
She has been ill for at least 5 years.
Oh my God.
And no one has been able to diagnose her. The Good Doctor thinks he can.
Uh-huh.
But he missed something.
Oh shit.
That's it.
Awesome.
Yep, the woman slowly gets, like, apparently her condition worsens, and the last thing you see is the Good Doctor saying, "I missed something," and then it's all coming up next on The Good Doctor.
So this has been This Week and Coming Up Next on The Good Doctor. Oh, that was great.
That was great.
I love it. Glad. This is my new favorite segment.
He got Will got the cowboy.
I want him to tell me its flavor profile and its mouthfeel.
And the mouthfeel? Yeah. All right. Well, once it arrives, I'll ask him. So that was the Good Doctor.
That was The Good Doctor.
Now we come back to the Women Tell All, it's much darker now. Lights are off.
It gets a little darker.
Chris Harrison is sitting there, and former Bachelorette Rachel Lindsay is
the clapback queen.
Now sitting on the sitting in the hot seat.
Now it doesn't get funny.
Now it's not funny.
There's no way I could talk about this, and it's funny.
Yeah, they basically
because if
have,
I
like,
do, I am the
then
worst
we're the problem.
Then we're the problem.
We're the problem.
Then we're the problem.
They have a very frank discussion about cyberbullying and to a certain extent racism. And sort of like online hate, like sort of like that the contestants on the show receive, and like messages that like they showed messages that people on this show have actually received, like telling them to kill themselves and
calling them the N-word,
calling them like a lot of racial slurs and just overall being horrible. And this isn't funny.
This isn't funny.
And I don't think
we... And it's never going to be, and that's okay.
And that's it, and I don't really think we need to discuss it any further.
I just want to say one quick thing.
Shoot.
And we will generally be really quick. I think this was good to be talked about. I think it was really great that Rachel was able to go up there and...
Yes, this is something that needs to be addressed.
And while we make a lot of jokes... You know that we're doing this out of good faith and that we love these people. We don't necessarily really have true hatred for them. I don't want them to kill themselves.
No. We dunk on people, like...
But we dunk on everyone equally.
Yeah.
That's the nature of this.
Yeah.
But what they're... That's our criticism. It's not hatred. Not true, real hatred that these people give out.
Yes.
And that's what Chris talks about. There's criticism and there's hatred.
Yes.
And it's okay to criticize if they make a bad mistake, but you shouldn't tell them that their life is worthless.
Yeah. And we toe a pretty fine line on this show, but
I think there's a clear distinction.
There's a clear distinction between things that what we do and what they're talking about here. And again, I think that's really
that's all
it.
We need to say.
That's it. Yeah.
This isn't a platform for that.
Yeah.
This is just to say that's what happened on the show. And okay.
So Victoria, let's talk about that White Lives Matter shirt.
yeah. So now that we've had her up, it's funny again.
It's fun. The jokes are back. The funny's back.
So to bring some of the funny back.
Let's bring some of the funny
back. There were some bloopers.
Oh, bloopers.
Best part of the entire thing.
Sure. Chris Harrison is always so excited about the bloopers.
He loves bloopers.
I know.
He's horny for those bloopers.
So, Alan, describe the bloopers to me, because honestly, I just remember
there was a lot of bugs in hair. There was a good one where, like, Peter's, like, talking to an animal and he hears a roar somewhere and he's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Like, he was, like he, his face was genuinely scared, like, yo.
I just like the scene where he's, like, talking to a monkey, just like...
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
I know, that scene, but, like, before the roar, he just goes, who should I pick?
Who should I pick?
I don't know what to do.
See, that I like. See, that's what I'm saying. That's what you get to see, like... That's what makes me believe Peter's really fun.
Yes. Well, it's they always do a really piss-poor job of showcasing any qualities of the lead.
That's very true.
And when you think about it, it's like we got... when like.
Although I think Ari wasn't actually fun.
No, but like when Colton was the Bachelor... Like,
nailed it!
Like, Colton was... Like, we already knew Colton fairly well from the prior season.
Yeah.
And then he was the Bachelor, and we didn't get anything fun out of him.
Also, I think it helped to help that he was the most on-camera-ready person.
Yeah, but my point about Peter, though, is that we don't know a whole lot about Peter because most of his season of The Bachelorette, when Hannah was the Bachelorette...
Was spent on Luke P.
So we don't have a lot on Peter, and now he's the Bachelor, and we're still... And he's getting that classic edit of just sort of being a blank slate.
But we've definitely learned a lot more about him, though.
I think so.
I like Peter a lot. I really like Peter a lot. And you can, again, you cannot love him from the bad season he's had, but I'm going to maintain that Peter's still, like, pretty top-quality boy.
Okay.
Not a great Bachelor. Good boy.
It's a good boy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry, someone sent me a message.
That's okay.
Apparently Natasha just couldn't make it.
Okay, like, that's good. There's a whole thing about Kelly, though, that they didn't invite Kelly.
There's a whole thing about Kelly that she was just, like... Chris Harrison apparently stated that that the producers felt that Kelly didn't play an integral part to the storyline.
Neither did Marissa.
Yeah, most
Or Savannah.
Yeah.
None of them did. That's bullshit. That is a complete lie. Christopher, get your shit together, because that's not a good excuse.
Yeah. There's a part of things just like Kelly was just like, what? No, I'm not doing this.
Yeah. She ended up going to a monster truck rally instead.
Good. Sounds like more fun.
Yeah. Sounds like you had the best time. She won.
Yeah.
She won the women tell all.
Yeah. By not being there.
And so, honestly, that's really it.
Yep.
That's the majority of the women tell all. Not much was accomplished.
Yep.
I feel like we've had better ones where, like, more things were discussed.
This was, I know we discussed this very briefly early on, this was the worst women tell all I've ever watched.
Really? You really think so?
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
This was the worst
one. It was the best one because it might be the only one I've actually watched.
Yeah, that's the only one you've ever actually watched. I have watched all of them, like, from the point where we started watching the show. This was not a good one.
Okay. I'm going to go with you on that one, though. Yeah. I believe you.
Part of it, I think, is because, like, just sort of the lackluster cast of this season.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like B-Squad.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them that are going to be good BIP contestants, but I don't think there's a lot of them that are going to go very far later on in this franchise.
Yeah.
As you would put it.
Yeah. We have a Bachelorette.
We have a Bachelorette. This is big news.
This is news. It's big news, I guess. Because this only happens once a year. On Monday, before the episode aired on Good Morning America, they announced who our Bachelorette will be this summer. It is Claire Crawley. Who was last seen, well, her original appearance was on Juan Pablo's season of The Bachelorette.
Rejecting him.
Several years ago now, yeah. And more recently, she was a contestant on The Bachelor Winter Games.
And was engaged to Benoit.
For like, in a very, briefly. In like a weird sort of situation, because as I recall it, they broke up on the show and then Benoit proposed to her after the final Winter Games.
After the final game?
Yeah, and then they got, and then they were engaged for a minute, and after then they broke up again.
So the finals.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, so Benoit...
Post-game report?
Are you going to keep making jokes, or can I just finish a sentence?
Sorry.
Benoit came from The Bachelorette Canada, which, for some reason, that I watched...
That's right, you told me this.
Yeah, for some reason.
So you enjoyed it.
Oh no, I did enjoy it. It was great. It was a very interesting take on this show.
Was he good on The Bachelor?
Oh no, he was fantastic. Okay, cool. He was, and I thought he was really good on Winter Games too. Like Benoit was like,
and he was on a season of BIP we watched.
Was he?
Yes.
Okay.
For sure, he was on a season of BIP because he was competing for the Joker, Jenna, against Jordan.
Okay.
Remember that?
Vaguely, yes. So I was really just focused on Kendall and Joe that season. So
that's right. But Jenna, the crazy one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, literally the Joker. Benoit was going after her at one point.
Okay, cool.
I remember that.
Cool.
And Jordan wasn't happy about it.
Benoit is great. Whatever.
Handsome boy.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, Claire is our next Bachelorette. Should be interesting, because maybe we'll actually have some fucking adults on this show.
I tweeted this, and I stand by it. I know nothing about Claire, and that's probably a good thing.
Yep.
Because I'm not going into this with any sort of negative feeling about her.
Which is always interesting, because, like, when I went and watched, you know, Bachelorette Canada, or even Ari's season, going into a season of this franchise, and not knowing who the lead is prior is very interesting, because you're rooting for them to, you know, find love, so to speak.
Yes.
Where, like, because, like, for no reason other than it's the point of the show.
Right.
Like, you're not invested in them personally.
Yeah.
Or you're not actively, like, against them. Like, I was, like Colton. I didn't care for Colton going into his season.
Neither did I. We were very anti-Colton.
We were very anti-Colton. But by the end of his season, before the fence jump, we were sort of coming around on him, and then the fence jump happened.
And it all really, went to shit.
And it all fell apart. But they did a good job of getting us from anti-Colton to being on Colton's side.
At least somewhat on Colton's side.
Yeah. Whereas for Claire, we're coming in pretty much empty. Like,
I'm totally okay with that. I'm ready to love again.
Yeah.
My heart is so...
I'm not.
My heart is so open to love, Alex.
That's good.
I'm so ready for her to just see me and to understand who I am.
Yes.
And for her to believe that I'm here for the right reasons. And that's to make a podcast.
Of course.
And that's to make fun of all the aggro boys that are going to come into this season that you know we're going to have great goofs about.
Yeah.
Because you know what the best part about The Bachelorette, Alex, is?
What?
We can say boys all the time.
Oh, we get to go back to saying boys.
Constantly saying boys.
Oh,
and I'm so
boys.
Excited for these boys.
Claire is 38 years old.
I was about to say that. She's 38 years old. She's got one foot in the grave. She's almost dead.
She's basically dead.
She's basically dead. I don't know what... But actually, you know, I think her age is really important here.
Yes.
Because I want them to bring her some young men. So
young man,
yeah.
Put yourself off the ground, I said, young man.
But I want to see that, like you know, some like
some good, Becca the Destroyer
some
energy.
Becca the Destroyer energy. I'd love that. She's definitely gonna get some aggro shitty dudes that we're gonna hate. I'm gonna.
But
love
we also
that.
Might have like a contestant on this season who is over 40 years old.
Almost. Oh my god, we could.
Like, contestant, yeah.
Yeah, we could.
Like,
absolutely.
We could have some, like, fucking, like, 45-year-old
some,
silver
some, like,
fox.
Adult, like, just like, yeah, like, my life's together. Really? Tell
really?
Me about
How
it.
How did you get on this show, then, if your life is together? There's something wrong with you.
There's something wrong with you. You're too emotionally available!
Yeah.
That's a
like,
love
I'm
is blind
curious,
show.
I'm curious to see, like, what kind of contestants we're gonna get. Because
I'm pretty
I also,
excited. That's I, what I'm saying, because she's, like... Because she's 38, she knows what she wants. She knows what she's looking for.
Ideally.
But I'm saying, I think that's going to make her a bit more of like, no, this is what I want. I'm not standing for this bullshit.
Yeah, and like...
I'm like excited for this, honestly.
I heard like sort of a thing
I think
that,
she's going to become a really... She's going to be a really good bachelor.
I heard a thing that they were not going to cast anybody under the age of 26.
Wonderful.
Which I am
so... I also heard the Hannah Brown thing.
What Hannah Brown thing?
That she turned it down because they weren't going to give her more money.
Sure.
And they were going to make her the Bachelorette a second time.
Sure.
I would have quit.
What, if she was the Bachelorette again?
Twice in a row?
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, I still would have watched it. I wouldn't be happy about it.
I would have just been like, what the fuck is this? This isn't good television.
And that said, I would 100% watch it if like Nick was the Bachelor again. Like,
I kind of would watch it if Nick was the Bachelor.
I would 1,000% watch the show again if Nick was the Bachelor.
I want
again.
Him to show up on Claire's season.
Yeah!
Like, hey, I'm here. All right, I got nothing better to do.
It's me, Nick Vile.
It's Nick Vile. I've got these files.
Yeah.
Why don't you read them?
It's been great, I guess.
It's been great. Have some Halo Top ice cream.
We got some Halo Top.
We all die alone.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's me, Nick Vile.
It's me, Nick Vile. Saddest man of The Bachelor.
But yeah, no, I'm like, as like, I am cautiously optimistic that this season could be very interesting.
I'm pretty ready for like a blank slate.
Someone did point out how fucking weird BIP is going to be this year. Because all of the male contestants are going to be much older, and all of the female contestants are like 23.
I'm so happy to be here on BIP. It's great. I'm 40 years old. I'm basically retired. What's your name? That's great. I don't care.
Great. Wells. Let me get another corona.
Wells, let me have a...
Afraid of the virus. Just give me the corona.
Wells, give me a old-fashioned. Because that's the kind of man I am. Old-fashioned.
What sorts of scotch do you have?
1963? That's a good year.
I remember it quite well.
I remember it well.
It was the year JFK was shot.
Indeed.
Which I remember quite well.
I saw him on the television. I was there when the Apple stock came out.
Meanwhile, most of the female contestants don't remember the click wheel iPod.
Oh my god, this is TikTok. It's amazing. What's a click wheel? That sounds incredible. What's AOL Instant Messenger?
AOL. Some fun days.
So, that's it.
That's it.
For The Bachelorette. I mean, Claire, I'm excited for Claire. And, I think she'll be good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to make fun of you, because I'm going to inevitably.
Yeah, can't wait to rip you a new one.
I'm going to inevitably. It's just what happens.
That's it?
I think that's the main big things that happened.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to do a play of the game?
Oh, yeah, we still do that. Okay, yeah, let's do that. Play the music. You got one?
Oh, yeah. It's going to Peter's dad, Peter.
Oh, okay.
Peter's dad fucks.
Yes.
Peter's dad hooked up with his mom in the car. That's great. That was a baller move, Peter.
Peter's dad, Peter. God, do I have a play of the game? Can I give my play of the game to all of the women for all talking at the same time?
Yes, absolutely. That required a lot of Chris Harrison.
It required a lot of coordination for them to all start talking at the exact same time.
The Bachelor producers really knew what they were doing on that one.
Oh my, yes. We're at like 53 minutes. That's good.
That's pretty good. That's
pretty
good
for a women's hell-all episode. That's pretty good. All right. Thanks for listening to the Final Bros tonight, guys.
Next week is a two-part finale.
Yes.
So we're not going to do a two-part episode.
No, we'll just do one episode.
One regular one. It'll probably be a bit longer, but we'll see how much we can get through. Because there's going to be a lot of dumb stuff that doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. Because they need to fill time.
Yeah.
It's 4 hours of this dumb show.
Yeah.
So just as a heads up for that, I'm sorry for interrupting you.
That's fine.
I thought that was important to make sure in case no one knew.
Okay, yeah. We're just going to do one episode. It'll be our usual recording schedule. We're available on podcasting apps. Listen to us.
Some great podcasting apps.
Yeah. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook, at Final Bros Tonight. All the links will be in the description.
If you're listening to us on any of those podcasting apps, if you're one of our new Facebook likers. Facebook likers? I don't know.
Fans.
That's a better word for it.
You used to become a fan of something on Facebook.
My bros buds.
Still hate it.
My little bros buds.
Still hate it.
You're gonna grow to love it like a rose blooms.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you're liking us on Facebook, if you're following us on Applecast or any other thing and you can review us, please do. Rating us 5 stars, liking us, letting us know how you think the podcast is going is a really important thing, and I really, really hope to get some good, positive feedback so we can always try to improve the show in the best ways that we can.
Yes, those things. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
If you did not receive a rose tonight, take a minute. Say your goodbyes.
A full minute? Because I need an hour. A full hour.
A full hour? Okay.
Just an hour. What time is it?
7:47.
It is not time for me to go to see Sonic yet.
All right.
It's 9:40 showing.
Oh, where?
Right across the street.
Nice.
I figured while I'm here, I'm like, that's probably. Kyle, how about the power to move you?